I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. The turmoil in Egypt continues, and as the White House has struggled to formulate an Egypt strategy, one thing is clear. The country's economy is in deep, deep trouble, especially the vital tourism sector. The World's Matthew Bell reports. An anti-Muslim Brotherhood video making the rounds online shows bloody street battles, gruesome injuries, and shocking acts of violence, including young people being thrown off a roof. Around the world, this is the public face of Egypt right now. Not exactly the kind of thing that's inspiring people to book an Egyptian vacation. And that's enormously bad news for a vital sector of Egypt's economy.
Businesses are closing up. Tour guides are sitting at home. The tourism sites, the pyramids are empty.
Ahmed El Imam is the 31-year-old CEO of Tour Egypt. He says the business got off to a fantastic start in 2010. It even managed to regain lost ground after the 2011 revolution. But protests are one thing, El Imam says. The violence and mayhem that began in July have killed off most of his business.
We have laid off most of our employees. We have kept our tour guides, which usually are in business with us, on the side. I know as a business myself, I am headed to a complete shutdown, and there's not much we can change. I would actually advise tourists to wait till things get more stable.
El Imam says he wants his clients to be safe, to have a wonderful time when they visit Egypt, and then go tell their friends. No time is good for a collapse in business, but he says this particular moment is especially worrisome.
My fear is that as we go into October, which is a high season, is that we kill the high season that's coming up, and that high season coming up is the main source of revenue to protect tourism companies, and then we're going to head into another low season.
El Imam goes on to describe the domino effect that could send yet another painful economic shockwave across Egypt, from the tour companies to the hotels, resorts, Nile River boats, bus lines, and gift shops. Egypt's tourism sector has long been a vital source of revenue, and it's being hit hard. On top of that, the country's foreign currency reserves have been depleted, and the government is under pressure from the West to implement reforms or lose economic aid. So, can Egypt muddle through?
Yes, Egypt will probably muddle through. It's just that it is going to be a long and difficult and fairly unpleasant slog.
Mehret Mabrouk is a Middle East expert at the Atlantic Council in Washington. She says the loss of tourism revenue will hurt the Egyptian economy badly. But there are two other sources of foreign currency that have remained steady. Despite 2.5 years of political turmoil, ships continue to pass through the Suez Canal for a fee. And the flow of remittances, that's money from Egyptians living outside the country, has continued as well.
And those have been stable and, in fact, during various times since the revolution have gone up. So remittances are stable and the Suez Canal, thank God, is stable. And barring any catastrophe, will probably continue to be stable.
Gulf states, including Saudi Arabia, have given billions of dollars to Egypt already, and they're pledging to make up the difference if the U.S. cuts off economic aid. But the big picture remains dire. Egypt is a net food importer. It can't feed its own people without foreign help. Investors have fled since the start of the revolution. And the tourists, they won't start coming back until things start to calm down in the streets. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.